Hello.
Hi, good evening. My name is Ernie from Opinion Research. We're conducting a statewide public opinion poll, and we would like to include your opinion to the research. Let me ask you, are you a, I'm sorry, go ahead.
How long does it take?
It depending on your answers, I don't want to lie to you. It can take
Okay.
about 7 to 8 minutes.
Okay.
Is that okay with you?
Yep.
All right, thank you so much. Now, are you a legal resident of the state of Minnesota?
Yes.
Are you at least 18 years old of age?
Yes.
Now, what is the biggest issue facing the state of Minnesota today?
Probably taxes.
Taxes, okay. Now, what is the most important or pressing global environmental issue?
Gosh, I don't know. Global?
Global, okay. Would that be global warming?
No, I'm gonna say probably war. People can't get along.
I'm sorry, what was it?
War.
Work?
WAR, war.
Oh, ward. Okay. Yeah, I got it right here. Okay. Now, what is the most important or pressing environmental issue facing Minnesota?
Pollution, probably.
Would that be air or water?
Probably water.
Water, okay. Now, using the scale of excellent, good, just, fair, or poor, how will you rate the environmental performance of the following Minnesota industries? The first one, forest products. You think they're doing an excellent job, a good job, just fair, or a poor job?
Good.
Good, okay. What about refining? Electric utilities?
Good.
Medical manufacturing,
Good.
agriculture and farming,
Good.
and the last one, mining.
Good. I don't know. I haven't heard anything, so I'm gonna say good.
Good. Okay. Thank you. Now, how will you rate the job of each of the following agencies and groups do in managing forests and natural resources in Minnesota? The first one, U.S. Forest Service. Are they doing excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
I'll say good.
Good. What about county land departments?
I'm sorry, what was it?
County land departments?
Oh, county land department. I don't know, good.
Okay. Environmental groups?
Good.
Forest and timber industries?
Good.
Minnesota Department of Natural Resources.
Good.
Thank you. Now, how important do you feel that forest product industry, which includes wood and paper manufacturers, is to Minnesota economic? Would you say it's very important, somewhat important, not too important, or not at all?
I would probably say very important.
Thank you. Now, how significant a role do you think the forest product industry will play in Minnesota's economic in the future? Will you say that it will play a very significant role, somewhat, not too significant, or not at all?
I would say significant.
Okay, would that be very, somewhat, or not too, or not at all?
Very.
Very, thank you so much. Now, each year trees are harvested in Minnesota to make paper, lumber, and other wood products. How many trees do you feel are planted and grown in their place? Will you say that there are more than harvest, same as harvest, or fewer than harvest?
More.
More. Now, do you think that there are more trees or fewer trees in Minnesota's forest today than it was in 1970s?
Fewer.
Fewer, okay. Now, do you think there are enough trees in Minnesota to sustain timber harvesting now in the future or no?
Yes.
Thank you. Now, what impact, if any, do you believe timber harvesting has on Minnesota's wildlife? Will you say that it has a positive impact, no impact, or a negative impact?
I would say probably negative.
Negative, okay. Now, do you feel it is possible to increase timber harvesting in Minnesota from its current level without negatively impacting the environment, or no?
No.
Okay. Now, do you feel it's acceptable to harvest trees for commercial use on federal, state, or county lands that are not park or wilderness area, or no?
No.
No? Okay. Now, some forest land is currently set aside by the government for wilderness or recreational purposes. Do you feel it would be a good idea to also designate land primarily for growing trees that will be harvested for making wood and paper products, or no?
Yes.
Thank you. Now, do you feel that it's appropriate to use wood chips, sawdust, wood waste, and non-commercial wood products from Minnesota's forest for use as a biofuel or to generate electricity in Minnesota, or no?
Yes.
Thank you. Now, do you feel that it's appropriate to use whole trees that harvest from Minnesota forest for use as a biofuel or to generate electricity in Minnesota, or no?
No.
No? Okay. Now, have you ever seen, read, or heard any information or news about Minnesota's forest products industry?
No.
No? Now, do you donate money to environmental causes?
Yes.
Thank you. Now, the Minnesota's forest industry is a network of public and private landowners, loggers, truckers, and saw and paper mills, and makers of manufactured wood products, which generate a total of $16 billion in economic activity and employ 69,000 people. Much of this economic activity and employment centers in Minnesota, rural regions, and provide needed jobs and income to community members. Now, do you consider Minnesota's forest industry to be a major component of the Minnesota state economic, a significant component, a minor component, or is a fading component?
I'd say significant.
Thank you. Now, like many industry, Minnesota's forest industry most significant problem is difficulty is hiring and retaining a qualified workforce, especially finding trained and qualified logging equipment operators and commercially licensed logging truck drivers. Now, the question is, will you support or oppose the use of state tax dollars to fund programs to help Minnesota's forest industry to find and train more workers to fill these jobs?
Yes.
Thank you so much. Now, this is the last part of the survey. I want to thank you so much for staying on the phone with me. This means a lot to me and the company, Mel. I know your time is very valued, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, the state of Wisconsin is improving rural economics and job opportunities by making an $8 million investment in its forest industry workforce. Wisconsin investment will fund the creation of two training facilities providing 200-plus hour certification training in operations and equipment use and either timber harvesting or forest product mills. Wisconsin investment creates public-private efforts to address forest industry workforce issues such as affordable housing, education, and childcare. The investment also provides classroom outreach to inform young people of the opportunity in the forest industry, leading to increase in both the number and the diversity of the workforce. Now, the question is, will you support or oppose the state of Minnesota making a similar investment in support of its rural economics, forest, and forest industries?
Yes, I would.
Thank you. Now, I'm going to list a several components of the program, and after each, please tell me if you support or oppose state funding for the part of the program. The first one, create new training programs directed to meet the needs of producers and mills.
Support.
Thank you. Increase the number and diversity of the workforce without outreach to people not traditionally employed by the forest industry to include urban, indigenous, migrant, and minority communities.
Not support.
Thank you. Work with partners to address other workforce issues, including affordable housing, childcare, and education issues.
Support.
And the last one, get into schools, classrooms, and start informing young people of the opportunities that forestry workers' jobs provide.
Support.
Okay. Now, finally, just a few last questions about you and your household. What is the highest level of education you have completed?
High school.
High school. Thank you so much. Now, what is your age, ma'am?
59.
Is that 6'9" or 5'9"?
5'9".
Five. Thank 15, you so much.
Yep.
Now, how will you describe the community where you live in? Is it a large city, suburban, small town, farm, or rural?
Small town.
Small town, okay. Now, is your annual household income $25,000, $25,000 to $49,999, $50,000 to $74,999, $75,000 to $99,999, or is it more than $100,000?
More.
More, okay. Now, do you consider your political views to be liberal, progressive, moderate, or conservative?
Conservative.
Thank you. Now, in which of the following categories will you put your job or business? Is it a manufacturing, business or retail sales, construction, farming or agriculture, medical or healthcare, education or governance, a blue-collar professional trade or business owner, a white-collar professional service or business owner, business management or administration, a retired, a homemaker, a student, or not employed?
Well, for a bank, so I don't know what category that would be.
Would that be business or retail sales? No.
I suppose it's finance.
Oh, is it business management or administration?
Yeah.
Okay. This is a new one for me. I'm sorry, Mel. Okay, now this is my last question. In terms of your gender, do you consider yourself to be a male or a female?
Female.
Mel, that was my last question. Thank you so much for taking my call and helping with the survey. I know your time is very valuable. I hope you enjoy the rest of your night and the rest of your week.
Okay. Yes. Thank you.
Stay safe. Bye-bye.
Bye.